the other side of the story. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
We definitely, as farmers, need to get our message out to the consumer because they're wanting to know more about what we do and why we do it.
36-year-old dairy farmer Ryan Bright of Loudoun County farms with his father and uncle, where they milk about 100 head of Holsteins twice a day. The family has been in the dairy business for about 100 years, and while many family dairies have gone out of business in recent years, the Brights are doing all they can to stay with it.
Well, we just try to make ends meet with what we have. We try to use our land and animals wisely so that we can make them last and make everything go on further. It's been very tough in the last couple of years. We've had high milk prices last year, but we've had high feed prices, so it's been a constant struggle.
And like many young farmers these days, Ryan Bright is working to keep his family on the farm. And besides being more efficient, he's also sharing their story with others through the use of social media outlets like Twitter and Facebook. And he's also writing a blog.
I'm on Twitter, Farmer Bright, and I kind of go along and talk during the day about some things that we're doing during the day and or any other related to agriculture news or anything else that I find interesting. I have two blogs that I write. One of them is siloskies.blogspot.com. I think that's the correct thing. And in it, I talk about more about general dairying and any agricultural farm things that I want to write about. I have videos and pictures of our farm life.
Now, his other blog is called The Udder Side, a comical look at his dairy from the viewpoint of his milk cows. Just one of the many ways dairy farmers like Ryan Bright are working to share their all-important story about our most important industry, agriculture. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.